And coming up next on WVOX, we have the Daryl Davis Program. Here's your host, Daryl Davis.
Staten American man is dead at the hands of police officers. And the cops say he has a history of violence, or at least arrest. Welcome to the Daryl Davis Program. As you can tell by now, we're on a new time and day, and I don't think the theme music loaded up, but here we are, and it's a good time. A lot of people complained that they couldn't get the program because they were at work, so I'm happy that we're on this day and time, and I would ask that you let your friends and family know where to find us, where to find the Daryl Davis Program. But yeah, this situation in Staten Island, Eric Gardner, 43 years old, and by now most people have seen the video. Just a tragic, horrible, totally avoidable death. I've dealt with enough police brutality over the years to know that a chokehold is a gross violation of police procedures. Even when someone is being violent, which Mr. Gardner was not, there was no call for this. It's just more of what we as a community need to deal with. We need to come together and deal realistically with the police abuse that's rampant in our communities. I mean, poor communities and communities of color. Thank God for the internet. I keep saying the internet changes the game. Had there not been video, this case would not have gotten the amount of attention that it's gotten in the media. We all know that this goes on every single day, probably every hour, to one degree or another. Maybe not deaths, but stop and frisk. You know, black men are targeted by law enforcement. And I'm sorry that our elected officials are afraid to say it publicly, because they'll say it behind closed doors. But we need to put it out there and deal with this, because the killing has to stop. The criminalizing of our community has to stop. You know, the finger pointing, the problem with the black community is that they're one parent households. Well, you're contributing heavily to that by criminalizing men of color. And this right here is an absolute disgrace and outrage, but it raises serious issues that need to be discussed. First of all, look, what is going on with this chokehold? You know, this police officer should have been charged criminally immediately. It's nice that the mayor, de Blasio, is investigating and, you know, put out a nice statement. But this police officer should have been charged with murder or manslaughter immediately. That's number one. Number two, look how these cops are dressed. What law enforcement is no longer law enforcement. They're executioners. They're cowboys. They're feeding the prison industrial complex. And the fact that this man, you know, is dead, who offered no resistance. I'm not even sure if there was any crime or he was accused of a crime and yet was taken into police custody. Well, what does that mean? You know, a lot of people think that being in police custody means you have to be taken to the barracks or the put in the you know, the police headquarters or something. But no. When the police surround you and take you into custody, you're in custody, whether they arrest you or not. Sometimes they put cuffs on you, sometimes they don't. But you are, for that moment in time, you are a prisoner. Whether you are innocent, guilty, whether you committed a crime or not, whether you are helping a pedestrian, you are a prisoner. And in the hands of some cops, like these cowboys, there's no defense of this. Everyone should be outraged at this. They should be calling for heads, not, we're going to do an investigation. you know, watch the system run its course, which will end up with, you know, unless there's outrage. Now, normally there was a time when Al Sharpton would have called a march already, but MSNBC is paying him too much money to not do that anymore. You know, and so, you know, I look at this and it's outrageous. It's disgraceful. It's going to happen again. It's going to happen again because the politicians are going to have their press conferences and do nothing else except wait for the next dead body so they can be on the news again. You know, and we need to put an end to this cycle and let folks know that we are serious. This man is dead, a chokehold. They were banging his head on the ground. These cops are dressed like paramilitary, you know, and look at the mentality. I'm telling you, some of these cops have swastika tattoos on them. And why would they be out in the streets? How would they pass psychological profiles in the first place? Maybe that's what they're looking for. You know, but these cops have swastika tattoos. And I'm not necessarily talking about these cops specifically, but I'm talking about what I've seen with my own eyes, you know. And they have Confederate flags on their pickup trucks. I've seen them, you know, off duty, going home, you know, out of uniform, drive off in their pickup trucks with Confederate flag. This is a mentality that's patrolling a community of color or coming into contact with people of color. No wonder. You know, put them in the affluent white communities. You know, I looked at the headline, man dead, 43-year-old. It should, more accurately, it should say black man dead. Another black man dead. Oh, what? You know what the police defense is? Well, he has a history of arrest. Really? What for? Manslaughter? Domestic violence? Nah, he was selling cigarettes. It's not funny. But you understand how ludicrous they, and they're smug. Yeah, well, you know, he was selling cigarettes. He's a threat. We had to choke him out. Had to take him out. I mean, I've heard police officers talk like that. And by the way, you know, I've witnessed it also. I've seen police brutality up front. And I know, you know, the defenders out there. Well, you know, Daryl, they have a tough job. Yeah, it looked real tough choking this man out with asthma and banging his head on the ground. But how many cops were there? Six cops? That's a very tough job. Very tough job. They got 9mm. They got tasers. They got tear gas. There's six of them. There could easily be 20 in 5 minutes if that's what they wanted. And they choked this man to death. This is disgraceful. There's no excuse for it. Now, I'm following the news here. The DA is supposed to be investigating if this police officer is not criminally charged. Look at the list of financial donors to the district attorney. I don't care what name is on there. If they own a business anywhere in America, we will not spend money at that business. These business people who donate to district attorneys, we need to make them get on the phone and tell the district attorney, you need to indict this cop. That's a different tactic that I don't see people talking about or using. Instead, oh, we got to have a press conference, you know, and then wait for the next body. No real change. Yeah, you're outraged. So what? We're all outraged. You need to go on television to be outraged? No. We need serious action. And, you know, and for those, you know, I know maybe the NAACP might want to have a nice little friendly march, and that's okay. But, you know, tie up traffic, inconvenience people, inconvenience them, mess up their shopping day. We're dying. We're being murdered. We're being killed for no reason. Well, you know, Daryl, he has a history of selling cigarettes. Come on now. Am I the only one seeing this? We need to take real action and put an end to these murders. They need to get these police officers out of our communities, these paramilitary, super macho cowboys who look at us as dollar signs, you know, get as many arrests as they can and get promotions. And we're the commodity. You know, the prison industrial complex is giving money to politicians to pass ridiculous laws. They're even looking at laws making it illegal for your pants to be down too low. Now, I'm not for pants being down low, but it certainly is no reason for police to be coming into contact with folks. You know, and so enough is enough. Enough is enough. If these police officers are not going to be held accountable, if they're not going to be criminally charged, then the DA has to go. We have to elect our own district attorney, one who will do the right thing. And if that doesn't happen, look at who's donating money. I don't care if it's a flower shop. I don't care if it's a local drugstore. You call them and say, listen, a man was just killed. If you call your friend, the DA, and tell him if there's not an indictment, we're going to be boycotting your store. And just go right down the list and see what kind of reaction you get taking that tactic. Nick, let me get a time check. All right. And so this is what I'm saying about, changing our tactics and being serious. And part of the problem, you know, is that the system now has selected our leaders and given them their script. And their script is to be outraged on TV and only on TV. Then go home to your big cozy house where it's less likely that you will have this kind of interaction. I see it all the time. I was with Al Sharpton in Harlem. With Al Sharpton, Mr. Civil Rights. And police officers beat the crap out of this guy right in front of us. Right? I mean, they didn't see us in the car. You know, but we got out the car and Sharpton walked up and said, you don't have to be beating him like that. And one cop said, shut up before I knock you on your ass. Now, if they're going to talk to Al Sharpton like that in Harlem in front of all these people who came out of the store shops watching this, what chance do you think you have in an alleyway? Now, we need to change all of this one way. One way is with our buying power. Don't spend money in stores that give money to district attorneys who have put no value on black life, Latino life, Asian life. Don't spend a dime there. That'd get their attention fast, I promise you. Listen, I want to mention to folks that you can go to Daryl Davis on Facebook, send me a friend request, and I approve everybody, friends, enemies, and spies. Back after this, folks, you're listening to the Daryl Davis Program on WVOX Worldwide. 14 hours, and you can bet he barely makes a dollar. His mother goes to scrub the floors for many, and you best believe she hardly gets a penny.
With business news at 20 minutes past the hour, every hour, here's the latest update from the Fox Business Network on WVOX Worldwide.
From the Fox Business Network, the temperature's rising, but jobless rates are falling. 22 states plus the District of Columbia reporting lower unemployment rates in June, and the rate doesn't get any lower than in North Dakota, that state's rate 2.7%. Meantime, drivers catching a break at the pump this weekend. Gas prices falling for 21 days in a row as of Friday. The national average now $3.59. Amazon testing a new subscription service, the company launching Kindle Unlimited. The plan gives subscribers unlimited access to thousands of e-books and audiobooks for $9.99 a month. And forget a beach vacation. Nearly half of you want a vacation that's out of this world, literally. This marks the 45th anniversary of the Apollo 11 moon landing. And according to TripAdvisor survey, nearly half of the people it polled are interested in space tourism. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Charles Payne.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
Let's talk about how to save money in the office. In your office, first of all, why does toner cost about 25 times more than gasoline? And why does a copier lease often cost more than a car payment? These are good questions to ask. And here's another one. Why do we copy so much paper? Shouldn't it all be scanned? And here's the big question. Can we find a local company here in Westchester to help us with all of this? Here's the answer. Since 1990, for 24 years, Premier Business Solutions has provided answers for even the most tech-savvy and sophisticated companies in our area. Premier's A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau proves they deliver the most cost-effective and efficient office copying solutions and strategies. Premier's service and support is unmatched. We did a lot of work and due diligence on this, and we're proud and very satisfied to tell you that WVOX and WVIP are now part of the Premier family of important clients. If all this makes sense to you, call Mark Habib at Premier at their headquarters in Pleasantville for a free analysis of your office copying operation. Their number right here in the county, 914-747-3000. Or visit Premier's website at pbi-usa.com. That's pbi-usa.com. Premier Business Innovations. Moving you and your company forward. 914-747-3000.
Mario's, the iconic Arthur Avenue Italian restaurant near Fordham, has been in the Bronx for 93 years. And we've been telling you about the Migliucci family, in whose care and keeping Mario still resides for almost as long. It's right in the middle of Little Italy, near the Bronx Zoo, Botanical Gardens, Fordham, the great Jesuit university, and it's minutes from Yankee Stadium. You take the Bronx River south to Fordham Road and left on Arthur Avenue. Mario's is open every day but Monday for lunch and dinner. The food is great, served by wonderful, caring waiters, and they're awful good with kids. And there's valet parking every night at dinner. Call my brother Joseph Migliucci at 718-584-1188 for reservations and even better directions to Mario's, the legendary family restaurant in the Bronx. I know that number by heart now, 718-584-1188.
Now you have a chance to ask the financial experts every Thursday on WVOX from 5 to 6 p.m. on Money Talks. The experts from TrustGo Bank will talk about retirement to home loans and everything in between. Every week, a different topic, answering your questions that will help you make the most of your money. Join us for TrustGo Bank's Money Talk Show every Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. on WVOX. TrustGo Bank is a New York-based bank that's over 112 years old. They didn't take or want a government bailout. TrustGo Bank, your hometown bank.
This is the authentic voice of the people.
It's a community station.
AM 1460, WVOX.
WVOX.
Back to the Darryl Davis Program on 1460 WVOX and WVOX.com. Join Darryl and his guests at 914-636-0110. Once again, well-known community activist, Darryl Davis.
We're back, folks. And before the, actually the first segment, you know, I talked about this, this disgrace, this death of this young man, Eric Garner, at the hands of these cowboys. And I'm sorry, you can call them police officers if you want to, but the way they're dressed, you know, with the paramilitary stuff and the tattoos, and nothing against tattoos, but, you know, the chokehold, the banging his head on the ground. You want to tell me they have a difficult job, that's your business. I'm just curious why it doesn't happen to white men. Somebody please call in at 914-636-0110 and please tell me why that is, because I'll stop whatever I'm talking about if you can explain to me why this keeps happening to black men. And by the way, don't call in here with Fox News's position that the liberal press, it happens, but the liberal press doesn't report it. That argument has been totally discredited. Let's not waste the airwaves with that one. Now, I want to move on to another segment. You know, I see Google is even Google is celebrating the birthday of the late, great Nelson Mandela. And, you know, it's interesting that, I just talked about a young man being killed. As far as I'm concerned, it's manslaughter. And, you know, it's Nelson Mandela's birthday, and you know, I just got off that that segment. But you know, Mandela was a great leader in his own right and in his own way, and I have had nothing but tremendous respect for him. Equally as much respect for Winnie Mandela, maybe more. And I know most people aren't going to get that, but that's okay. But you know, as we're celebrating, the world is celebrating Nelson Mandela. And mind you, he was on Robben's Island for decades in apartheid South Africa, and was freed largely because of an international movement, Free Nelson Mandela. And I participated in it. You know, I was obviously younger, but I participated in it. And I remember first reading about Mandela and admiring his courage. And the fact of the matter is that, you know, 9.9 out of 10 people could not have endured with what Mandela did. But I want to just mention and Mandela was a political prisoner. But I want to mention a man right here in America who's in a worse position than Mandela endured. And his name is Imam Jamil Abdullah Al-Amin. He is a Muslim minister. He is formerly known as H. Rap Brown. Rap Brown from the 60s and 70s. The chairman, former chairman of SNCC, the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, which later changed its name to Student National Coordinating Committee. And Rap Brown was the younger Malcolm X. He was militant, and he succeeded Stokely Carmichael, who later changed his name to Kwame Ture. And H. Rap Brown, and then there was a short alliance between the Black Panther Party and SNCC, and they made Rap Brown the Minister of Justice. Didn't live long, you know, at that time. Remember, the FBI was at work sending memos between the two groups, fabricated memos to create wars within the organizations and shootouts, and FBI agents joined both groups and did crimes in the names of the Panthers so that they can move on them and crush them. Well, H. Rap Brown, who is now known as Imam Jamil Abdul Al-Amin, he went to jail and served 5 years back in the 70s and got out of prison. While he was in prison, he changed his name and converted to Islam. He moved to Atlanta and opened a grocery store and founded a Islamic community. And what he led was the cleanup of that neighborhood. There were no more drugs being sold in that community that mosque was in, that Imam Jamil was the leader of. Jobs, economic development, things that community never saw before flourished under his leadership. When we come back, I'm going to tell you where Imam Jamil is today and why this is an outrage. Listening to the Darryl Davis Program on WVOX Worldwide.
With world and national news three times an hour, here's the latest update from Fox News Radio on WVOX Worldwide.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Pam Puso.
We will not rest until we find out what happened.
U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Samantha Power calling for a credible investigation into the downing of a Malaysian Airlines jet in eastern Ukraine as world leaders demand that investigators be given unfettered access to the crash site.
This outrageous event underscores that it is time for peace and security to be restored in Ukraine.
President Obama calling for an immediate ceasefire. Intense fighting as more Israeli tanks and soldiers cross into the Gaza Strip.
The objective to take out Hamas's infrastructure, in particular the network of underground tunnels that have been used as not only rocket launch sites, but also for the storage and transport of those rockets.
Fox's John Huddy, one Palestinian official, says Israel's savage aggression can't be justified. This is a Fox News alert.
I'll never forget.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the New York National Guard, aired by the New York State Broadcasters Association and this station.
Les habla Maggie Cervantes
y Gregorio Álvarez. Escúchenos todos los sábados a las 11:30 de la mañana
en Momentos Latino, noticias de la comunidad con Maggie
y Gregorio. Momentos Latinos en WVOX, programa semanal para la comunidad.
Escúchenos este y todos los sábados a las 11:30 aquí en el 1460.
To put in another way, tune into the WVOX 1460 every Saturday for Momentos Latino.
News and important information for the community, Westchester and the Bronx, with me, Maggie Cervantes.
And Gregorio Álvarez, every Saturday morning at 11:30 in 1460 WVOX.
And now with your latest up-to-date forecast, here's Steve Pelletieri's Eye on Weather, exclusively on WVOX Worldwide.
Forecast, Westchester County and the vicinity for tonight, mostly clear to partly cloudy through the overnight, lows falling into the lower 60s. Mixture of clouds and sunshine on Saturday. Saturday's highs will range into the lower 80s, mostly cloudy, slight chance of a shower night. Lows dropping into the lower 60s, more partly sunny, near 80 on Sunday. Monday, mostly sunny, highs will range close to 80. A bit more humid, sunshine, 82 to 87 on Tuesday. I'm Steve Pelletieri, Jr. reporting for WVOX Worldwide, WVIP HD.
81 degrees.
We believe that radio achieves its highest calling when it resembles a forum, a soapbox for the expression of many different viewpoints. AM 1460, WVOX.
WVOX. Back to the Darryl Davis Program on 1460 WVOX and WVOX.com. Join Darryl and his guests at 914-636-0110. Once again, well-known community activist Darryl Davis.
We're back. You're listening to the Darryl Davis Program on WVOX Worldwide. And I revered and still do Nelson Mandela, the fact is that he lived in apartheid South Africa, and right here in America, we want to act like the FBI never had this COINTELPRO program, where it assassinated and attacked leaders of the civil rights movement, and one of the victims is former H. Rap Brown, who came out of prison, founded a Muslim community that he was the leader of, cleaned up drugs and violence in that community. But, you know, he still represented a symbol of resistance, and law enforcement never gave up going after him. And I'm telling you that Imam Jamil was a guest in my home. He was a guest speaker for my organization, Committee for Justice, in Peekskill. I think it was 95-ish, somewhere around there. And there's a picture of he and I on Facebook sitting in my living room. And before he left for the airport, he spent a couple of days with us. We had been friends. He's 20 years older than me. But, you know, when he got out of jail, we started communicating. And, you know, so when he came to be my guest speaker, you know, we went out and played some basketball, and then I think the rally was the next day. And then he got up, and before he left to go to the airport, he told me, he said, "Listen, man, everything you do, keep it above board. Everything. Don't do anything dirty. Don't get involved in no nonsense." When he said nonsense, he was talking about violence. And the night before he left, word got around that H. Rap Brown was staying at Brother Davis's place. And so the community was knocking on my door. And I tried to protect his privacy. He's like, "Nah, it's okay." So young people came in who only knew him as H. Rap Brown, saw him on the documentaries and they sat in my living room at his feet as he talked to these young kids about education and leaving the drugs alone and don't be involved in any violence. And so I knew the man. And the last thing he said to me, he said, "Bro, once you start fighting this man, it's on for life with them." And he left. And the next time, I heard from him. He told me that things were going good. And then shortly after that, it was on the news that he was wanted for shooting two deputy sheriffs down in Georgia. And then before you knew it, he was captured and railroaded and put into prison. Now, I'm not going to get into the details of the charges because it was a clear fabrication and it was a clear frame up, and and statements by law enforcement was clear that they were out to get him at all costs. And they said it. Hey, we finally got him. All right. But that said, you know, he's in a maximum security prison. Until I believe a couple days ago, because his health deteriorated. He's in his early 70s. And this particular prison, maximum security, literally is a concrete block, a cement block underground with a slit in it. So you cannot tell direction. You cannot tell day or night. He's in there, solitary confinement, 23 hours a day. Now, this is disgraceful. Even if he was guilty of what they said he was, the shootout with two deputy sheriffs, one died. Even if he was guilty of that, what purpose is it for him to be in a dungeon like that? For anybody. But he's a political prisoner, just like Mandela was. And Jesse Jackson knows who he is, and Al Sharpton knows who he is, and President Obama knows who he is, and the NAACP knows who he is. And where is the outrage? This is disgraceful that this man, who as a teenager, as a youth, said there's something wrong in America and I want to do something about it. And the reason they went after him so viciously is because he decided that he didn't want to be considered a Martin Luther King. H. Rap Brown was militant. H. Rap Brown, you know, King said, strike me, I turn the other cheek. Rap Brown said, strike me, I'm striking you back. And that was a philosophy America didn't want to hear coming from oppressed black people. He had to be made an example. Interesting. And this is not an endorsement of violence. And this is not a call for violence. But it's interesting that no one's been more violent than slave masters in the Klan and a lot of police brutality, but they're always calling for peace from us, passive resistance. It's interesting. It's a conflict. I mean, who would rather, you know, if people are going to practice police brutality, who would they rather practice it on? Somebody who's going to sit down and chant, or somebody who's going to swing back, you know? And so Rap Brown had to be made an example of. And that's what they did to him. And yet this man was one of the greatest, most brilliant organizers and civil rights leaders in history. And for him to be sitting in a concrete block underground, a obvious frame up, is disgraceful. Yes, I love Nelson Mandela. We should celebrate his life worldwide. But we need answers and action. Imam Jamil's health is very bad. I think it was reported just a few days ago he was moved to a different prison where he could get some kind of medical treatment. But I don't know if that's going to do any good at this point. You know, when you're sitting in a concrete block, you know, year after year after year with no hope of release, there's not a whole lot left of people that when they come out of there. If they ever come out of there. You know, I remember I met Angela Davis, another civil rights icon. And she and I and the people who introduced us, you know, we were talking and her lawyer, who was a good friend of mine, had mentioned that, you know, when Angela came out of jail, they had her in solitary confinement so long that she could barely talk because she hadn't talked to anybody in so long. She was, you know, stuttering and hesitant, and it's inhumane. And every human rights group internationally have said that. And so, you know, I want people to Google H.Rap Brown. Many of you know him from the 70s, 60s and 70s. He's the author of the book Die, Nigger, Die. Bestseller. A different kind of perspective. You know, and by the way, you know where H.Rap Brown came from? H.Rap Brown, Stokely Carmichael, Huey P. Newton. You know where they came from? They came from the experience of watching the Eric Garners get choked out for no reason other than being a threat to society for selling cigarettes. And if you're not outraged by that, that's being unhealthy. If you're outraged by that, that's healthy behavior. Now, that doesn't mean go out and commit violence and burn things down, and it doesn't mean that. But being angry is a healthy reaction to this disgrace. And that's where the H.Rap Browns come from. If you don't want them, deal with the causes. Deal with the causes. If you don't want the militant leadership, the ones who says, you know, I'm not for violence, but if you touch my child, it's going to get violent in here. If you don't want that, stop the violence. Not on our side, but all of it. Those are the issues. H.Rap Brown. Google him. Hey, listen, I want to, again, remind folks, go to Daryl Davis on Facebook. Send me a friend request. But I'm also going to be announcing a new page that is mine on Facebook that I'm going to ask folks to go over and like. It is called Ghost of Robeson. Ghost, you know, spooky. Ghost of Robeson. R-O-B-E-S-O-N, as in Paul Robeson. It is a new page for my upcoming book, same title, Ghost of Robeson. And go, there's going to be some content on there, some teasers from the book, which you have to join my email list to get launch date, release date, and also I'll be sharing excerpts from the book, documents that no one has never seen before. The book is the story of our 3.5 year struggle to save public housing in Peekskill, New York, the same area that Paul Robeson came to give a free peace concert in 1949, and the good citizens of Peekskill, you know, egged on by media and civic leaders, committed violence that day. And so the book is that story with the ghost of Robeson sort of in the background. More after this. You're listening to the Daryl Davis Program on WVOX Worldwide.
He barely makes a dollar. His mother goes to scrub the floors for many. And you best believe she hardly gets a penny.
With world and national news 3 times an hour, here's the latest update from Fox News Radio on WVOX Worldwide.
Fox News Radio, I'm Don Matheson. European investigators say they were given only limited access to the Malaysian jetliner wreckage, and Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern reports President Obama pointing a finger at Moscow.
U.S. intelligence believes the surface-to-air missile that brought down the Boeing 777 was fired from Ukrainian territory controlled by separatist fighters.
Moreover, we know that these separatists have received a steady flow of support from Russia.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon heading to the Middle East to try and broker an end to fighting between Israel and Hamas. The Secretary General's spokesman says,
"We again call for immediate end to the indiscriminate firing of rockets by Hamas into Israel and Israeli retaliatory action. All parties must respect international humanitarian and human rights law."
UN spokesman Jeffrey Feltman. Stocks rally, the Dow up 123 points. Fox News, we report, you decide.
We'll be right back.
Fox News Early Prime, breaking down business news and its impact on your bottom line. Your World with Neil Cavuto.
That's how I do business. That's why I am business.
Bold positions and brash opinions on the topics America is buzzing about. The Five.
How do you think this will set in with the American people?
This will be the pulse of the nation.
Washington insight and political know-how from the best in the Beltway. Special report with Brett Baer.
The epicenter of the political world is here.
The number one place for fair and balanced coverage. Fox News Channel.
What's wrong with working hard to make our lives and our kids' lives better? Nothing. At Fox Business, we don't have a problem with success. We have a very big problem with those who get in the way of it. We don't come out of the box bashing those who make money, just the politicians stealing it and the bureaucracies wasting it. We're not just sitting behind a desk. We're out in the field, on the floor, with the folks. Because when a story moves forward, so do we.
Fox Business, the power to prosper. Check your local listings.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the New York National Guard, aired by the New York State Broadcasters Association and this station.
Christmas is coming early this year at the Westchester Broadway Theater. As we welcome back Christmas in July, our biggest gift certificate sales event ever. For the entire month of July, for every WBT gift certificate you buy at the regular low price, you'll get a second one for half off. That's right, half off. Each one is good for two people and includes a delicious served dinner before the show with a choice of six entrees, including prime ribs of beef. But this year, it's better than ever because you can use them for great shows like The Wizard of Oz, South Pacific, West Side Story, Showboat, or any of the 10 great upcoming Broadway musicals between now and January 31st of 2016. You can also choose from dozens of exciting concerts and specials. They make great gifts for everyone, or just treat yourself, because now during July, for every one you buy, you'll get a second one for half off. Stop in at the theater box office or order them by phone at 914-592-2222. You can even order them online at BroadwayTheater.com. Christmas in July, our biggest gift certificate sales event of the year. But it's only during July and only at the Westchester Broadway Theater.
Hello, rock and rollers. This is Dennis Dion Nardone. Please tune into my rock and roll oldie show every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. The best of doo-wop, street corner harmony, soul, and good old rock and roll. Right here on 1460 AM and WVOX.com worldwide.
Good morning, Westchester, with John Marino, 6 to 9 a.m. AM 1460 WVOX.
Back to the Darryl Davis Program on 1460 WVOX and WVOX.com. Join Darryl and his guests at 914-636-0110. Once again, well-known community activist Darryl Davis.
Welcome back, and you're listening to the Darryl Davis Program on WVOX worldwide. And yes, finally, our side of the story. Ghost of Robeson, I'm very proud of that. Go to ghostofrobeson.com. It is a website about the book. And you'll be able to read on the front cover that this is a story of a movement that sprung up in northern Westchester, specifically Peekskill, New York, to fight gentrification. And ran into some problems, found out that if you call yourself a Democrat, no Democrat in America is going to come to your aid. The Democratic Party in Westchester County is beholden to real estate interests. Therefore, in the future, we should know that when they're trying to gentrify, don't expect any Democrats to help you. But we also ran into the most ugly political forces since Robeson came to town. And that's why I draw this this parallel. Absolutely, by far. And I'm talking from experience. All right. I've been active in Peekskill my whole life, and we've marched and picketed in the past and demonstrated to get community centers and youth programs and police review boards and all of that. And we've had to struggle. And I, as you may or may not know, I was arrested several times years ago around these issues and put on trial by Republican administrations. But we were able to sit down at the table, and work these things out and build a community center, uplift the community, which was best for everybody, and move forward, you know. And so when these Democrats, these Foster Democrats, when they took over, I thought, hey, you know, we got friends in City Hall. Let me go to them and say there's a housing director there who's abusive and this, that, and the other thing. Little did I know that these were ultra right wingers in the guise of Democrats. And when we tried to mediate with them and they told us flat out, there's nothing to talk about. We're not discussing the housing authority. It is what it is. We had to fight for our homes. And these folks behaved like there was no constitution. And we have emails and documents and the video won't be in the book, but website addresses that we're going to be able to share with folks. Court testimony, sworn testimony. You know, I was sued. Even I had never heard of a slap suit until I was sitting at the airport and a reporter from, I think, The Observer called me. Hey, Mr. Davis, would you like to so-and-so from such and such newspaper, would you like to comment on the lawsuit against you? I said, you got the wrong Darryl Davis. Nobody's suing me. And then I find out about this thing called a slap suit, a strategic lawsuit against public participation, which not outlawed, but there's some anti-slap suit legislation in other states. These are lawsuits that are generally filed against activists to break you financially or psychologically by big companies or people with a lot of money who speak out against government corruption or corporate illegal dumping or what have you. So this was new to me because I knew no one had a case against me. Little did I know that I could have called somebody compared them to a kitten and they file a lawsuit. I still have to pay a lawyer. I still have to go to court. They can drag this out. They can have depositions. It costs, I don't know, $500 a day for a deposition or whatever the case may be. And that's what they sprung on me. And then they said, but we'll settle. Here we are in front of a court and federal courthouse. We'll settle. All Mr. Davis has to do is retire as an activist and agree to never sue the housing authority, the city of Peekskill, or the mayor or the director. And the judge said, why would he agree to that? And of course, we didn't. And so this stuff is in there. There's a lot of stuff that the media would not report on. They can give their reasons why after the book comes out. But, you know, when four police cars show up and break up a legal tenant association meeting, the founding meeting, and the news and residents take pictures and send it to the press, and that's not news, I'm at a loss. You know, and then when there's a no clapping law because more and more people are going to these council meetings and backing us and clapping as we give speeches. And I read this story in Australia and the UK, but the local press doesn't write about it. I'm at a loss. So we tell our own story. You know, we tell our own story. That's why I say the internet changes the game. I'm very proud of this book. It also deals with issues that came up like racism, which over the past several years, there was a time when America was at least willing to talk about it. That time has gone. If you raise that issue, you are the enemy. You are attacked. This thing that happened with this Eric Garner, it was racism. It is a system. And if you say, oh, there he goes pulling the race card, that's a racist concept in itself. 52 cards in a deck and you give us one? That's a supremacist attitude. So these are things that are in the book that I talk about, that I'm proud to say I don't see other folks dealing with. One of the people mentioned in that book is a gentleman, my brother named Jim Edler, who is recuperating in New York. And Jim, if the nurses let you listen, get well soon, bro. Looking forward to an omelet with you soon. And so I want to tell folks, please go over to ghostofrobeson.com, which is the website for the upcoming book of the same name. Get on my email list. I'm going to show you stuff, court testimony that no one, you know, well, I can't say no one has seen because I mailed it to former Mayor Mary Foster. and other Democratic officials around the state, where the former bookkeeper of the Peekskill Housing Authority testified to irregularities, financial irregularities, testified to the director giving no-bid contracts, testified to paying bills for the city of Peekskill with HUD money. And they, and all these Democrats knew, testified to this man doing some very disgusting things with regard to females, according to eyewitness testimony under oath. And these Democrats knew all of this about this man and protect him long enough for him to do damage to the housing authority that you read about in the newspaper last week and the week before and the week before that. And so we get into all of that. Ghostofrobeson.com. Go to my website. Join my email list. Ghost of Robeson Facebook. Go over there and like the page. Be part of the conversation. And I'm willing to talk about this. You know, you can attack me. You can question me. You can ask for me to, you know, prove my case. I'm good with all of that. Because, you know, I want to let folks know and let you in on a little secret about me. And this is from the heart. I don't care whether you like me or not. I don't want to get emotional, but I really don't care, you know. But what I do care about is little children of color dying for treatable diseases because of racism. I care about Eric Gardner being choked to death because of racism. I have children of color that I worry about coming home because of racism. And so what you think about me, I really don't care. But I think you will enjoy this book. I think that this is a conversation that we need to have. Open it up on Facebook. Oh, Daryl, you're going too far. I mean, really? To compare this to the Robeson attacks of 1949? Absolutely. There's been nothing worse in Peekskill politics. I may say Westchester politics than what happened in Peekskill in the last 4 years. These people use violence. My partner sitting right here in the studio was attacked by Carol Gersten, a Democratic Party district leader. They weren't going to charge this woman until this New York State Attorney General got in. So what do you call a local government that promotes violence against political dissenters who are just speaking out against alleged corruption and trying to save their homes? And they're met with police, with City Hall abusing law enforcement, with getting violent. What do you call it when they send their stooge to challenge you to a fight? He does it. You get thrown out. He becomes a judge. This is ugly stuff. Ghost of Robeson. Go like the Facebook page. Go to the website. Jim, my brother, hope you're feeling better. See you soon. That's it, folks. We're out of time. You've been listening to the Daryl Davis program on WVOX Worldwide. Him love and affection to keep him strong, moving in the right direction, living just enough.